Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. We are rolling through the month of August. We are getting closer and closer to football, including University of Memphis football. Ryan Silverfield had an availability yesterday. We'll get into what he talked about, including what's going to happen at running back. Who's going to start at running back this season, and can the Tigers get back to what they did so well, 2019-18, in terms of running the football? We'll talk about that, as well as new news on the Grizzlies schedule. I guess we're just ahead of the official release of everything. But the news continues to trickle out. And we saw that news obviously coming up that the Grizzlies will open up, not just playing on Christmas Day, but they will open up season opener October 19th versus the Knicks here in Memphis. That the other significant thing about October 19th, John, it's my birthday.
How about that?
Be opening up on my birthday here against the Knicks for the Memphis Grizzlies. That came to us from Fred Katz of The Athletic. Got that. A little bit more Grizzlies scheduling news we'll get to. And then tough blow for a former University of Memphis receiver, former Bears receiver, now in Pittsburgh, Anthony Miller. Man, some devastating news for him that came out this morning.
He's not the only Memphis Tiger that has some bad news in Pittsburgh, though.
Talked about Calvin early in the week, right? Is that who you're referring to?
Yeah, well, he apparently got some bad news. It doesn't look good for him either.
Good grief.
I don't know what's going on. That's unfortunate. But for Calvin, he was drafted, so you know he's going to have chances. Anthony is down
for the season, it appears, with another shoulder injury. That shoulder's just consistently giving him problems since his Memphis days.
Mm-hmm.
Going all the way back to his time here in Memphis, that shoulder. So,
yeah.
Again, wishing the best for Anthony Miller.
Yeah, absolutely. Jessica Benson is back in the United States. She had a fantastic trip by all accounts over in Europe, going over. I mean, all the pictures that I saw on Instagram were amazing. Santorini, you do all the mainstays in Europe, right? I don't know. I think they went to – I don't know where they went. We'll ask exactly where they went. But
must be terrible to be back at work after a trip like that, right?
You know, especially with
where – to resume regular life.
You know, especially with where the U.S. dollar is in relation to the euro right now, right? I mean, it's as even as it's been in 20 years, so you feel like, damn, like I could, I can make this last a little while over there,
Mm-hmm.
But you don't care about that. You want Jessica Benson back at work.
I'm just happy she's here and joining us again. Now married Jessica Benson. Congrats to Jessica Benson.
Mrs. Jessica Benson. She didn't take the last name, I don't think. At least, publicly, right? Maybe privately. But she'll join us at 11:25. Then at 1:25, Trista Crick is going to join us. MC Fate, as we know her here on the show. It's one of those things where, I put this bet in, and the Yankees have not won a game since. Like, they cannot win anymore. They don't know how to do it. They can't beat the Red Sox. They can't beat the Rays. They can't even score a run anymore.
You need to be on the Dodgers train right now.
Well, that's nice to know, dog, now. But in that moment.
Don't get mad at me, Trista. Got you on the wrong.
Calm down
and don't get mad at me. Be mad at Trista.
In that moment, Aaron Judge was like he couldn't miss, right? He was like every game he was hitting bombs. And I want to say they've been shut out twice in a row. They should have got shut out by the Red Sox over the weekend.
Yeah, all of a sudden they stink, but they've still got a big division lead. They're going to make the playoffs.
They'll make the playoffs, but there's no way that you actually think that the Yankees have enough, whether it's pitching or whether it's hitting, to win the World Series.
They don't look good right now.
I mean, is there a team that you can remember that's like swooned like this and
gotten it back together
and won the World Series?
That's a different question.
You know what I mean? Because usually in baseball, like these things are, they're pervasive. These slumps are pervasive and they're hard to come out of. You know, when you're on the road and you're traveling, you got games every day. So I don't know. We'll talk to Trista about that. What does this mean for them? We'll get her thoughts on the Grizzlies. Christmas Day. Is that an alert that the Grizzlies have yet another game on a holiday?
Mm-mm.
Okay. We'll get to the other holiday that they're on here in just a little bit. But anyway, that is the show today. Always looking forward to it on a Tuesday. Okay, so I guess we'll just break. We'll get into the news real quick, game by game here. Grizzlies have a Martin Luther King Day game against the Phoenix Suns. We're not going to do this every day. We're not going to come in here and say, "Oh, the Grizzlies have a game here. They have a game there."
Well, the schedule's about to drop, so we won't have to.
Right, but it is significant, and it's on TNT
as
well.
That's the news.
Yeah,
is that it's on TNT,
which is a big.
You're not being pushed to the back or anything else, NBA TV, anything like that. You get the full treatment as you should. I think the other game's in Atlanta, which obviously has some historical significance as well, with Martin Luther King, civil rights movement, everything else. So NBA, again, getting it right, just like we talked about, thought they got it right for the most part on Christmas Day, having the Grizzlies as part of that. And, you know, the more you read about the breakdown of the Christmas Day, the five games, the more it appears that we were right, that that's really the marquee matchup. A lot of people are on that Bucks-Celtics game. But again, I would go back to, we've seen that a bunch.
Yep.
Sure, it's star power. Sure, it might be a preview of the Eastern Conference Finals. But with Memphis and with Golden State, it feels more fresh. Mm-hmm. It feels fresher. And I think obviously the NBA has taken it realizes that. It realizes the star that Ja Morant is. Look at the social media impressions he had last year with the highlights and everything else. NBA just realizing what we all knew here in Memphis for a while now is that the star power is with Ja Morant. We want to see him. And that's outside the markets, too. That's national. And so, again, I think we'll see the Grizzlies in a much more featured position all through the season, not just in a couple of spots.
Yeah. So that's the news on the Memphis Grizzlies. Now, that's out of the way, we need to talk about some things that really and truly matter, some things that are really impactful for the city of Memphis. And what can we do to participate, right? What can we do to get involved in something that is so important and foundational to the fabric of our city? And a lot of you are out there wondering, like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about that represents the firmament of Memphis, Tennessee? Something that is so integral to the character and the makeup and the identity of our city. Well, it's not the Grizzlies, right? We appreciate them. They're great. It's not the Tigers. We need more. We need something bigger. We need something that is gigantic.
Yeah.
Monumental. Momentous. What are we talking about? Well, ladies and gentlemen, a month from now, you'll know, you'll feel it when you walk around this town. It'll be like if you took the 2008 Final Four, the 1972 Final Four, the 2013 Western Conference Finals running, you threw them in a pot.
Throw the 19 football Tigers in there, too.
The 2019 football, if you threw them all into a pot, and you stirred it up,
yeah.
Whip it, work your damn wrist, and you poured it out.
That's well done.
What do you get? Filming starts for Young Rock Season 3 in Memphis, Tennessee. Now, what makes that so special, right? What makes that so different? Well, we're going to be graced. We are going to be honored and privileged and graced by the presence of the great one. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is reportedly, now I'm hoping you have the report because I don't, but reportedly going to be here as part of this.
What?
You didn't know this?
No, this is, I've been working, folks. Well, tell me the news.
Well, you worked right past the biggest headline of the day.
The biggest headline of the
day? I'm not on social media.
The year and arguably,
I'm listening to the radio.
The millennium.
Especially as it applies to our co-host here, our host, our leader, John Martin.
He is the leader.
You
got to
think about who this is and who's coming to town. Now, it had already been announced in July that by NBC and Universal that Young Rock, the show featuring sort of the...
Saw that news.
Right. Is going to be coming to Memphis. What we know now is that it will be filming at Graceland. They're building a production set there.
Perfect.
And yes, The Rock will be coming to town.
Oh, this is great news.
As part of that. Production begins in September, as John says, and he's got his chance, ladies and gentlemen. And listen, this is the first Bob Mayer of the Commercial Appeal points this out. This is why it's big news. Remember how hype we got over Bluff City Law?
Yes.
And what a failure it ended up being.
Yes.
This is the first major film or major show to hit Memphis in terms of filming here since Bluff City Law. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's our chance to get it right. And my hope
is that
of season three, what we're looking at here. Now, I was big season one guy, Young Rock. I got to admit, I fell off a little bit in season two. Is that this is some of the Channel 5 wrestling or that The Rock, his father, sort of came up, that maybe you're filming some of that. Remember, the first 2 years of this show were shot in Australia. Okay?
Yes.
So to bring it here, first you're bringing it back to where it should be, frankly.
Yeah.
But you're bringing it to Memphis, not just to America, but to Memphis is a huge deal. You're going to have The Rock here, obviously. And my hope is that it's something from those days of Channel 5 wrestling that his father was involved in and everything else. And so it's fantastic news, not just for the city, but especially for the man sitting across from me, because as you know, he's got a framed tweet. Or is it two now, John? From The Rock. Is it just one that you have framed in the house?
Just one framed. Yeah, but there were multiple for sure. I mean, I certainly wouldn't want to count that or score that. There were multiple tweets there.
So you're left with the question.
One on Christmas.
Is how can we get our man on the set to meet his idol?
I mean, we say we're bringing this up, facetiously, a little tongue-in-cheek over there.
There's going to be a lot of people who want to meet The Rock.
There's going to be a lot of people that want to meet The Rock, but how many people got tattoos inspired by The Rock? How many people got tweets framed by The Rock? How many people own all three DVDs from The Rock in WWF/E? I'm talking about the DVDs now. I'm not talking about the WWE on demand, bro. Okay? I'm talking about the physical DVDs from every era.
How many people did a Rock impression at their wedding?
How many people did a Rock impression at their wedding? How many people done a Rock impression on the radio? How many people have seen every single one of his movies, including Get Smart when he played, a totally different role? How many people have...
That's a lot of pros.
Yeah. I mean, how many people can truly say that, right? How many people have the Rock Terramana tequila pinup in their home?
Well, that sounds
right.
Too much.
No, I'm asking. How many?
It's all of that.
How many people? I am the biggest fan of The Rock on this planet. Like, there's just nobody besides, his family, right?
Do you have any of his draws at your home?
I don't have any of those, and that's all right,
Okay.
But in terms of, and I'm not big on, idolatry and everything like that, but I am certainly guilty of it here. And I hear, by the way, and this helps me, right? I justify it this way, that unlike your idol, right, your idol is Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan is a huge dick. Everybody knows that. He is. He's not a good person. He's a great athlete. But, if you met Michael Jordan in the street, bro would put his security on you. He would be like, get this dude out of my face.
That could be true.
The Rock,
be very true.
The Rock, it is a known fact that he will, if he can, he will make time for his fans. Now, there are a lot of fans that he has.
Yeah, there's too many of them.
And he can't do it. And I understand that. I do. But I would wait. I would wait 18 hours. I would wait all day long if it meant at the end of that time on the set, I got to meet The Rock for 30 seconds. I'd wait.
First of all, I think since he's going to be in town, and this is such a big, small town, there is somebody listening to you and your radio show right now who has importance at Graceland. There's a number of employees over there.
I mean, look, I'll pay.
No, I don't think you'll need to pay. I think that it'll be about, I think there will be an opportunity. Somebody over there listening now holds the keys to you and The Rock and an alliance in Memphis.
Well, here's the thing, right? I'm not trying to use my platform.
I think you should.
But
I
am going to do it. everybody has that one person in their, you know, like they, oh, like who would you most like to meet? Who would you most like to have dinner with? Who would you most, you know, for me, that answer, and y'all know this, it has always been The Rock. Mm-hmm. And is this not going to be, on paper, the best opportunity or chance,
that's the best
that
chance
I
you'll
have.
Ever get.
Right.
You would rather meet The Rock than Barack?
No question.
Come on. For
no
him?
No doubt. And I had Barack's book. I bought The Audacity of Hope. So, you know, I worked on his campaign. You know, but
yeah, right.
The Rock, yeah. The Rock is number one.
You know what's gonna? You got a lot of pros, but you didn't name any cons. Things against you. Things working.
There's only one that works against you.
And there is one thing.
Yeah,
one thing. Very much so. When he asks you about it, you're gonna go blank.
No, he's not gonna ask me about it, bro.
Yeah, because you just listed. You've seen all the movies.
All the movies.
You know all the quotes. You got tattoos.
Yes.
But when he asks you, what do you think of the show Young Rock? Yeah. What's been your favorite
Come on,
part,
man.
John?
Come on, man.
Right? Because that's what you'd ask a super
yes.
fan.
Yes.
He's here to
tell you what I think about the show.
And your answer is going to be,
I have been too busy watching your wrestling DVDs to know what's going on in this season of Young Rock.
That'll keep us out. Will it not?
It's a great time to start, man. It's a great time to start.
You need to get caught up beforehand. That's my point.
I know The Rock's
get caught up on the show.
I know what happens.
Again, he's coming here to film this show, so you're going to need a little bit of background. A little bit of, man, that episode, man, we were shooting down. You were doing Miami. You were the Miami football. You know, that you got to be able to go to one or two of them, John. You got to.
Well, I.
Because, listen, it's going to be that, and then when you do the impression of him in front of him.
No, I don't want to do that because he's probably heard that amazing. But there's I would say I do the best.
Oh, dude, I see him liking impressions of him all the time.
Oh, you really?
Yeah, if it's good, it's quality, and yours is quality, it can get you in.
So like, one of my, like, you know how everybody like has party tricks, right? That they do, you know, like when they go to a social gathering, everybody has party tricks, right? Like, I don't know what yours would be, but I have one. And when I get a couple drinks in me, you know, a couple, you know, high noons, whatever, you know, then what I'll do typically is I will go around the room as The Rock. Mm-hmm. And I will go in on various people in the room based on what they're wearing, based on how they look, based on their shoes.
Yeah.
And most people think it's the greatest thing ever.
That's
right?
A real clown right
Except
there.
Except the people that I'm going in on, right?
Right.
That's how you know, right? That's how you know it's good. Next time you see Ernie, I want you to ask Ernie about it. And Ernie will tell you the truth. It is, I think it's got to be the best ever. And I would love to do it. But
I think you should consider doing it live on the show as sort of an audition.
It's not the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same. It's just really
Maybe sometime this week we'll give you something. We'll give you something to get on, something to check or whatever. We'll put it in front. You can have some time to prepare.
We'll
record it. We'll send it off to The Rock. Hopefully it'll be our ticket in.
Jason, I appreciate it. You know as well as I do.
Let's get John on the show.
It's got to be organic, right? It's got to happen organically. You know, and when it doesn't, it feels like it's not.
Completely understand that.
So that's one of the dangers that you run, you know. Mm-hmm. But look, there's a video out there. There's video out there that maybe we can play from me.
Well, you got to get him fired, get it back in, and get it in his blood.
Get the juices flowing here.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm stone cold sober. I mean, you guys bring in some, some high noons. Remember, can get it going.
Could be a once in a lifetime opportunity, John.
No, you're right. You're right. One time I was playing cards with a buddy, and drinks were flowing. Beat him in a big pot. What did I do? I started acting like The Rock on his ass. I said,
show it to him, bro.
That's what I did.
I thought we almost pulled it out of him.
You know, some people do certain impressions when they're drunk. You happen to do The Rock.
That's right.
It's pretty good.
It's ballsy. And you got to be in the right. You got to be in the right frame of mind.
Should we bring some beer in here?
And you got to be
too early.
You got to be willing, right, to be the center of it, right? You got to have
own it.
Some you got to have a victim, a foil,
they can
right?
Handle it, some can't.
But Ernie is a great foil because sometimes his outfits are just they're absurd.
It's your friend Ernie Kuiper.
Yeah, they're absurd. Hoop City Basketball Club El Presidente.
Yeah, you guys are tight.
Do you remember the Super Bowl when The Rock introduced it.
Yeah.
He was wearing the purple, right?
Yeah. Tight purple shirt.
Well, it just so happened that Ernie was wearing the same outfit that day. So we started going in on Ernie all day long. You know? So the point is...
Is there video of this? You have to play it later if there is.
I'll try to find some video. Right. The point being, look, Chris McCauley can vouch for this. Our man Chris McCauley. When that impression comes out, it is one of the best ever. And I will do whatever I need to do. If there is anybody out there that has any connection, okay, we can take this off the air. We can do it on. I will do anything I need to do to get that fist bump. I will cry like a baby. I will. Like, it's just one of those things. I can't explain it. I will cry like a baby.
You give up a pinky toe?
A pinky toe? Like, what am I getting?
A little pat on the butt from The Rock.
I don't want him to touch my butt, bro. Okay?
Or you can pat him on the butt.
I don't want to touch his.
Is that better?
I don't want to.
I'm just messing with you. We'll get you on.
I'm just saying,
I see you got a line, though.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
you're a grown man now.
Give me, like, a 30-minute conversation. I'll give you a pinky toe. Yes. I'll give you a pinky toe for
you
30.
You got to be kidding.
30 minutes, though. It's going to have. I mean, it got to be a real conversation. You know what I'm saying?
Because his time's so valuable.
Well, it's not like he's
Black 30 minutes of it is worth a pinky toe for you.
Yeah.
You done lost your mind.
I mean, I might give up a pinky toe for like just a fist bump from Black Jesus, but I'm not going to do that, you know, for The Rock for a, you know, fist bump. Come on, man. It's a pinky toe. It's a whole body part. It's a limb.
Well, John, I'm happy for you. Man's coming
to town. Nothing's happened yet. What are you happy for me about? Well, nothing's happened.
The show's being filmed here. That should be good enough, and you should watch some of it.
Do you think, like...
Get caught up. Don't let us down there. If he gets here, you haven't watched the show, you got no chance. Fix that. We got a chance.
Do you think like, The Rock will just be like... you think he'll just fall up in, like, just a random Memphis establishment? Like, you think we'll see him like that, or do you think he'll just be in and out for a day? He'll be in and out for a day. He won't be staying here.
Well, I hope it's more than a day of shooting, John.
Well, you know, The Rock works quick, bro. He's a pro. He's one of the best.
I guess it's more narrating than anything else, so maybe he could get it done in a short time.
But. I think it says a lot about how he feels about the city that he is actually, you know, I'm assuming he probably directed it to be in Memphis, right? Like, he said, like, let's do it in Memphis. If we're going to do it in Memphis, let's do it in Memphis. Mm-hmm. You know, not some of these places, they are quote-unquote set in Memphis, but they don't film in Memphis. Memphis doesn't get those tax dollars. Memphis doesn't get that commerce, right? They don't get that love. So, you know,
actually filming at Graceland.
Right. I mean, that's the thing. It's like...
It's as Memphis as it gets, really.
Yeah. You know, some people talk it, and some shows talk it, and some networks talk it, and some people actually walk it. And so it was impossible to go much higher... But my respect for Dwayne The Rock Johnson somehow has. And I hope that yours has as well.
The production office is apparently downtown. We need to get you down there as fast as possible. Have you sitting outside the door for when The Rock comes. Maybe just have you sitting out there like a overnight like a bum. You said you'd do it, right?
About 18 hours is what I would do.
We'll just sit you out there and wait till he gets to town.
And I think everybody, I'm literally wearing a Dwayne The Rock Johnson Under Armour shirt right now.
Oh my gosh.
Am I not? Is that not a Brahma Bull?
It is. And you had no idea when you woke up and put that on that we'd be here today talking about this.
It wasn't until
I brought it to your attention.
I've been buying Project Rock gear for 4 years. It's 5 years. I have three pairs of shoes from Project Rock. You know what I'm saying?
You seem overly qualified.
I mean, I'm in the mix for number one.
Take care of the one thing that's going to hold us back, and then I feel better about our chances.
So we'll see. We'll see what happens next month. I got a couple weeks to figure this out, right? Sort it out?
Yeah. Start shooting locally in early September.
I'm on it,
man. Going to Bob Merrill with the commercial people.
I didn't know The Rock was going to actually be here. That changes the game a lot. That changes, like, the urgency, no doubt about it. So I'm going to be making some calls as much as I can. All right, when we come back, Jessica Benson, over the break, she got married. She has a whole husband now. So we're going to talk to her about that. We're going to talk to her about the wedding gift that the NBA bestowed upon her with Christmas Day games and festivities.
Indeed.
All that and more on the other side. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
I'm Chelsea Messenger, helping you beat the books with BetQL. When there's a hot trend between two teams, sometimes the best play is to ride that trend until it goes cold. In Toronto, we have a hot trend between the Orioles and the Blue Jays. In the last 8 games between the teams, the over has hit 7 times. And BetQL sees the same tonight. With the total set at 8.5, the BetQL 5-star play of the day is the over between Baltimore and Toronto.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank.
LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Guests appear on the Superbook Sports phone line. Superbook Sports. Download the Superbook Sports Tennessee app today with Jason and John live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jessica Benson's married. And that's not the most important thing about you. That's not defining. That doesn't define you one way or the other, but it is true, and it just happened. And you can catch her on Rise and Grind, part of Grind City Media and the Grizz Radio Network. Mrs. Benson, is that, like, accurate?
Yeah, we're kind of shifting into, like, Mrs. Benson Luther. We're still figuring
okay.
it out.
Lean but into it.
It all worked. The Mrs. is the important part, though, right?
Right. So tell us about
congratulations.
It. Like, what was the best part?
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. It was, I'm sure everyone feels this way, or I hope people feel this way, but it really was the best day of my life. Like, it was the best day of my life, followed by the best trip of my life. We took an incredible honeymoon to Greece and Italy and a quick little stop in Switzerland. But it was just, it feels like it's been such a sensory overload over the last 3 weeks, and just being around everyone that you love and marrying the person that you love. I was never a huge wedding marriage person, but I have to admit that it was pretty cool and pretty remarkable to just have that experience and to share it with Chris, and we couldn't be more excited.
Absolutely. Now, have you heeded my advice? I sent you some very valuable advice. Did you see the advice and heed
it? To be honest with you, that text came in right as we boarded our plane for Athens, and I actually didn't get a cell phone plan for our trip because I wanted to really force myself to disconnect, which was great. So the only part of the text I got was that you had good advice, and then it was just a semicolon, and there was no advice.
That's because there was none. There was no follow-up
text.
That
was the thing.
You know, everybody always wants to give advice, right? Like, when you have kids, when you have you know, when you get married, and you know what the truth is? You don't remember any of it, you know? Like, you don't remember any of it, and it also, like, just doesn't apply to your specific case most of the time, you know? So I was just like, I'm just going to give you some advice. And the advice that I have is that I have no advice. Just like, you know, do the best you
profound.
Can. Yeah.
Thank you. That was really, really profound. I will say, because everyone, you're right. Like, everyone does want to offer their advice, and it's lovely, and it's
they
wonderful.
They mean well, right, yes.
Everyone means well, and we took this incredible cooking class in Lake Como, Italy, where we went to this man's house, and he was in his 70s. He's been with his wife for 40 years. So those are the people you really want to ask, like, what is your advice? And he just said, it was so simple. He said, it's all about respect and to remember that at the end of the day, each of you are just a human being and you found one another, and to respect each other. And then that I'm always right. So I really liked his advice to Chris.
Jess, before we get to Grizzlies and Grizzlies scheduling news and everything else that's happened since we last talked to you, my man John is very giddy that The Rock will be coming to town to shoot a part of Young Rock. Obviously, that third season will be shooting out at Graceland. Is there now you're around celebrities all the time, so this question might be a little different for you, but is there an actor, actress, maybe it is still a sports figure that you'd wait outside of a room for 18 hours like John would to see The Rock actually for, that you'd get that giddy to see?
Oh, I feel like there are quite a few that I would be giddy for. I'm weird. I'm obsessed with Cher. I feel like Cher has that infinite power. Like, I walk down the aisle to I Got You, Babe. It runs deep. So she has that, but and then everyone else is just in that celebosphere where I'd be intrigued, but I would not wait outside of a building for many people, I don't think. When I was a kid, it would have been Justin Timberlake, hands down.
Oh, gosh.
I know. I've grown.
I don't think you'll have to wait 18 hours for a share. I think she would probably would just like, oh, there's some, you know.
No, it might take her that long.
Really?
Yeah, no, she's got a pretty big fan base still.
Okay, I'm not trying to like offend you. I don't want to insult you. I don't mean it like in a negative way.
She's worldwide. Let John know.
You know?
Yeah.
You ain't got to get all defensive about it.
She was supposed to come to Memphis before the pandemic hit in 2020, and I'm still not over it.
Yeah. What do you think of that? Just generally, like the idea that a megastar is handpicking Memphis for the setting and the not just the setting, but the scene. For season 3 of his show, which is supremely successful, obviously.
Oh, I think it's amazing. And now having, I call Memphis my home, and we've been here for 6 years, going on 7 now. And anytime we see Memphis represented in pop culture, we just get so giddy. Like, it's the most exciting thing in the world. Season 2 of The Righteous Gemstones had a whole wrestling angle and did a lot of stuff in Memphis. Most recently, we were watching Hacks on HBO Max, and they had a stop in Memphis that was so unrealistic, and we were like angrily yelling at the TV that it wasn't real, and they were at a honky-tonk bar on Beale Street, and we're like, that doesn't exist. So it's way better that he's bringing the show here, so there will hopefully be a level of authenticity there with it, too, because that's what makes it the best.
Is Grizzlies-Warriors the most attractive rivalry in the NBA right now?
It is to us. I obviously we're biased, right? Like, it feels that way because we live in it, we experienced it. But I really think other people can get on board with this, and it's not some crazy only Memphis people feel this way kind of deal. When you take everything that's been brewing over the last 2 years and then catapult it with the playoff experience and all the drama and the beef and everything that played into it there, yep. It's fun. It represents everything that can be great about an authentic, organic rivalry that has grown naturally within the NBA. And that's where, you're going to hear people say, oh, Memphis on Christmas. Yeah, Memphis on Christmas. And it's going to be fun. It's going to have all the storylines that you want it to be. And it has that superstar level. Ja Morant catapults everything forward. So I think it's great. I just want everybody else to get on board with it.
It really is not that surprising. I mean, it's Black Jesus. I mean, you can't have you can't not have Black Jesus, who was born in a manger, not on Christmas.
You know, I didn't make that connection originally, but thank you.
Do you feel like it was like a wedding gift, like from the league? Like, here you go.
A gift is a word.
See, this is the side that we were talking about yesterday. Like, this is work for you, sister. You got to come to work on Christmas.
I know. Megan and I talked about it on the show. Like, there's something that's it's amazing, and you're so excited to even be a part of a schedule.
It's amazing.
The Grizzlies are never a part of the leak of the schedule. You always just get the schedule on the day of, and now all of a sudden we have the MLK Day games, which I guess sometimes those are leaked early, but you get Christmas. You know who the season opener is reportedly, so the Grizzlies even having those leaks. But, I mean, you guys get it. Like, at the end of the day, you cross off Christmas and say, all right, no Christmas for us this year.
Did it surprise you at all that the ESPN experts had Memphis so high in terms of their record projections? I think I don't have it in front of me, but it was 50. Pretty sure it was 51-31, number 4 in the West. Did that surprise you at all? Is that about where you would have them?
That's about where I would have them, but it does surprise me, and I think it's going to take some getting used to have the national media on board thinking highly of the Grizzlies going into a season and not having to play that complete chip on your shoulder, underlooked, how can we outperform and prove people wrong. I think hopefully when the schedule does come out tomorrow that it'll also include, you know, way more nationally televised games than last year. That's the natural progression forward for this team, and it shows a certain level of respect. It shows that, hey, you know, they're bringing back a lot of this. There's a lot of youth there. There's a lot to be excited for moving forward. But it's very cool that there are respect points that have been earned from last season onward to this next coming season with ESPN. And I would imagine other big media brands will kind of be on board with that as well.
Yeah, you know, I guess while we're on the subject of the Grizzlies, you know, there was an ESPN piece last week where the panelists, you know, got together and they seeded the West, and the Grizzlies came in at four. And I guess I would ask you, if that happens, right, if that indeed does happen, what does it look like? Does it look like more of the same from last year? Does it look like, you know, somebody, you know, one of the rookies has come in and been amazing? Like, what does, if the Grizzlies end up finishing there, what is happening on the court?
Ja Morant has continued his ascension forward, which just means at this point taking natural steps forward from year to year in the NBA. But it also means that Jaren Jackson Jr. came back and is healthy and is able to lead this team and hopefully for the majority, if not the second half of the season, to get them to a spot where they are once again a contender in the Western Conference. Those two are the keys to everything. The rest will fill in itself. And obviously you would love to see some growth from a variety of players, and you know what that looks like can continue to be seen as the season gets started, but it all is going to come back to Ja and Jaren. That's the key to them ending up as high as they can and unlocking that ultimate potential.
Jessica, congratulations.
So good to have you back.
It is great to have you back. But make sure that, you know, you're done with everything. I mean, I guess it'll depend on the time too, right? Like, what are you rooting for in terms of time?
For what?
On Christmas. Like, what time would you are you rooting for that game to be?
I really want to watch the Broncos-Rams on Nickelodeon. So I'm hoping that it doesn't conflict with that, because then I can get my full Christmas sports in effect and watch one round of A Christmas Story, because that's our tradition. But yeah, I don't know. I can do the games from home with the tool that I'm able to use for the radio broadcast, so I can just plug it in. I guess later in the day would be better.
Yeah. I think that's probably. Yeah. Right. I think that's right, because you don't want to like you can at least say, all right, if the game tips off at, you know, 7, 8, you get everything knocked out by 4. You know,
and it'll feel like I had a complete day.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Now, so let's root for that.
For those of us that, you know, don't have to like actually work, you know, and get to, you know, watch, I don't really care, but I am, my heart does go out to you, because I know what that looks like. And
thank you very, very much. And it's like a 4-game road trip leading up to it too. And then they're home. Like, I think that could be something that you see usually when they have, at least last year when they had Christmas, when they didn't play on Christmas, they had that big West Coast road trip, you know?
Yeah. But so aren't you doing those from home though? Aren't you doing a lot of those from the house?
Yeah, I do all this from the house.
Okay. That's good.
For.
Yeah. That's good.
I'm really rooting for there to at least be like, I don't know, 4 or 5,
right?
Maybe?
Right. That's
perfect. Would be great.
Yep. Congratulations. Thank you for hopping on. As always, we'll talk to you next week.
Thank
Jessica.
You, JB.
Thanks, you guys. Have a good one.
Yep.
Bye.
She is Jessica Benson. Joined us every single Tuesday here on the show.
So Christmas Day games. Green Bay's at Miami in the noon game. Okay. Denver's at LA. The game she mentioned, that's 3:30 Central. And Tampa Bay is at Arizona in the 7:20 nightcap. So you know, those 5 NBA games going against 3 NFL games.
Interesting.
You know what'll win.
And
you
know
that. But you actually, I mean, you got Green Bay, Tampa Bay.
That's a hell of a
and
day.
And the Rams playing on Christmas Day.
That's a hell of a sports day.
They are
going to
draw.
Damn.
I mean, those are you got the big timers out there.
And those NFL games are on Christmas?
Yes, Sunday, December 25th.
Ah, it's a Sunday. So
yeah, you got 3 on that Sunday. They separated up that
they did
day.
Christmas
the rest
on-
of the games will be Saturday. And you've got the Monday nighter will be the Chargers against the Colts. But 3 on that Sunday, pretty much all day, going from noon to heck, that last 7:20 game will be done, 10:30, you know, all day long.
They did a doubleheader last year on Christmas. Was that the first time they did Christmas games?
I feel like it was.
Yeah, I feel like it was too. It was Browns, Packers, Colts, Cardinals.
last year.
Yeah, it wasn't the first time, but I feel like it was like, you know, one of the first times. Because they said, like, I'm looking at the schedule now, the Browns, the Packers had a 1-1 record on Christmas Day. But sometimes, you know, Christmas Day might have fallen on a Sunday over the years, you know.
Oh, it has like, to have, yes.
Yeah, so it feels like this was like the first time where they started, you know, purposely putting the games on Christmas. And it's just a lot, man, between the Grizzlies, NBA, NFL, like that's just a lot of sports.
You'll be blessed.
I mean, it's a blessing, bro, for sure. Like, I'm, you know. But it's a lot. It's a lot.
I'll take it all day long.
Yeah.
And I guess I realized she's, you know, Denver fan.
Right.
Russell Wilson.
But like, how do you like
high expectations?
You know, like I'm just thinking about it. I'm thinking of it from a selfish standpoint. Like this is probably going to be like Riley's first real Christmas. You know.
Uh-huh.
So it's like I'm going to feel like a little conflicted. Like I'm going to be like, oh, I should be watching, you know, la la la. But I have, you know, I have to be present for her first Christmas because it's her first real Christmas where she actually probably wakes up to toys and, you know, things like that. And Santa comes and all that.
Bro, you got till noon.
Huh?
You got till noon. Like, okay. Make a big deal out of it all the way till noon with Riley, okay. As you would. Most parents do.
Okay.
And then it's your
and
time.
And then it doesn't matter anymore afternoon?
Well, you're going to have to check in on her. You can't just check out automatically. This ain't a single parent household. But what I'm saying is, yes, it's special in the morning.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she's an early riser.
Yeah.
So she'll get her presents, dude, by noon. You'll be worn out and ready to turn to something else.
Oh, no, you're right, man.
That'll be the diversion you need, quite frankly, starting Green Bay, Miami.
No, yeah, I need to.
Then you can pick your, then Boston.
Need a breath.
Yeah, Boston and the Bucks will probably be one of the first ones.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be fun, though. It'll be a fun day for sure. All right, I do have video of the impression that it's not a long one, all right? It's just a taste. But I think that's classy. I think it's classy to just give you a taste. You don't want to get the full entree. You got to earn that, right? You got to really earn that. But we'll grade it, see if this is enough to maybe. What do you think it would impress The Rock? You know, we'll ask you when we come back. Jason and John, I turn.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
FM, ESPN. All right, so earlier we were talking about Young Rock and how it's coming to Memphis to film season 3. Now, it's not a show that I am locked in on, mostly because I don't...
Gotta correct that.
And you guys know this. I don't watch any television. I just don't. I don't watch any, you know, and I realize this makes me uncultured. I realize it, because like there are some people, you know, who I'm in like these Discords for various, you know, groups I'm in, and they'll post like all these shows they're watching. I'm like, good God, how do you watch this much TV? How do you find time to do it? You know? This one guy will send like five. He'll say, "See season 3, Ascension, you know, whatever, Succession, whatever." I'm like, bro, you watch way too much television. Everybody's like, "Better Call Saul season finale." I'm like, is all you do like go home and watch? Like, you gotta have no kids. You cannot possibly have children.
It's more phases than anything else, and you'll go in and out of it as your life goes on, as you get
right
older or whatever. You got a young kid who you got to pour time and attention into. No, you're not going to be in front of a television. That kid gets a little bit older,
yeah,
a little bit more independent. You're back in front of a couch, in front of a television, goes a little. For all that to say, you as giddy as it gets on Stranger Things, you act like you've seen every episode of that.
Back in the
there
day,
must be some things you've watched.
That was pre-Riley.
Okay. Well, that's it. I'm telling you that right now. Like, it's it again, most people hear you, yeah, you got a little kid, that makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah, like, I can watch that. That TikToks are perfect, you know, because, like, they're 30 seconds long, and I can just, like, watch them in between, you know.
So that's what you're going to tell The Rock is your excuse. Maybe it'll work. You know, you got a young daughter, you haven't been able to watch the first two seasons because you're a new girl dad. Maybe that'll really resonate with
you. Now, let me give you some background before we play the clip here. this was at a card game, and I had just beaten a guy in a pot, and it was a big pot. And I wanted to needle him a little bit, and I wanted to, you know, make sure that he felt me, not just, like, monetarily, but also, you know, forcefully, right? So I kind of, you know, we were having a good time. Drinks were flowing, you know, everything's good.
Mm-hmm.
And so I decided I was going to launch an impression of The Rock. Now, I want you to tell me when it's done. It's very brief. I want you to tell me when it's done, is this enough to put me over the top? And is it going to impress The Rock enough to get a meeting?
The Rock wins again. This a man.
Wow.
What a Rock.
No, you didn't.
What do you think? It's brief. Now, I didn't, you know, you didn't hear all of it, but what do you think? Is that enough? Is that close enough from what you hear?
I think if you did that live in front of The Rock, if you had the balls to do it live in front of him,
I think you
would have a chance. That takes some talent there.
Oh, yeah.
You got to go way up for that.
You can't do that? You can do that.
No, I don't have the breath for it anymore. You hold it out there pretty long. I don't have that for it. Ruined by years and years of smoking.
Yeah.
Probably. So, impressed enough, but again, it's not the recording of it that's going to get you on. You're going to have the Rock-type balls to be able to do it in front of him.
I will. I might go in on him, you know? I might, you know, cut a promo on him.
Actually, that kind of energy, though, would probably impress him.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
I did it on him. This is before you started here, but right before we got the show, Enzo and Cass came in studio.
Really?
Yeah.
I've heard this story, I believe.
And I did it for them live and in person.
Jeff didn't know who they were.
No, he had no idea. But, like, well, I think one of them, like, went to, like, an Ivy League school or something. I can't remember. It was the tall one.
And then they connected Jeff.
Yeah. On a bear. It was great. I think Jeff actually liked doing that one. That's one of the rare wrestling interviews he actually liked because of that reason.
Is The Rock going to be a president or run for president?
I mean, he's got so many commitments, you know, theatrically that I don't see that anytime soon. Although we need him. We truly need him. You would vote red for Rock, right? I mean, come on, bro.
You ain't Jeff Calkins, and you ain't going to pin me down.
Are you open to it?
He pinned me down.
Are you open to it?
That's what Jeff does.
Are you open to voting red if The Rock's the candidate?
I would definitely. I'd listen.
Right.
I'd listen.
Which is not more than you're willing to do right now.
He could pull the Republican Party back together on his own. He's got the strength to do it.
Is Rock red?
Oh, is The Rock red?
Is he?
Man, red meat.
Does
he's
a red
notice? Red. Okay. I haven't studied his politics. Pardon me.
No, he's just,
I know very little about wrestlers.
No, The Rock is like, you know, his policy is definitely going to be, I had $7.
Right.
And I, you know,
built myself from nothing.
Right.
The story of the self-made.
Pull yourself up by your bootstraps.
Like, he's got Black Adam coming out in October, doesn't he? Like,
is it October?
I think it's October.
Now,
he's got so much going on.
Yeah. He's got Black Adam. He's got Young Rock.
The first 2 years of your show here, you did it in Australia. The fact that you picked Memphis with everything else he's got going on, it's fantastic for the city.
It is big for us.
And again, it would, for somebody that big, John, it would take serious in terms of you.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.